When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the forum.
Just quickly, we just spoke with Paul. We said, you have to Luna Park. I don't want that pass. I'm good on it. Tell us how you feel, Paul.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want to go to Luna Park?
Oh, dear.
But look, we are looking this morning because it was my wife's birthday. And I gave her flowers, I gave her perfume and some money. And Palmer yesterday when we were having lunch going,
so what are you doing giving your wife money for her birthday? You should
put some thought into
a present.
Mate.
Give her a present.
I did give her
a
present.
Voucher. Even a voucher's better than money. A voucher for a favourite
shop. What is the difference? What is the difference between giving money and a voucher? It's the same thing,
no, because then you haven't just rolled over on the sofa and pulled some out of your back pocket and put it in a piece of paper that you folded off the printer as a card. You've actually gone down to the shop.
Oh,
you've made
what
the
does
effort.
That mean?
You've bought the
So if I go to Kmart, if I go to Coles and get 100... Effort.
You,
132710, is there anything wrong with giving your partner money for their birthday? You joke.
G'day there, Rod from Buff Point.
G'day, gents. How are we going?
Good, mate.
We're all right. Cheapskate over from me. Oh. Well, not cheapskate, just lazy man. He won't go out shopping for his wife. He just gives her cash. What do you reckon?
I reckon that's a freaking great idea, because if I got cash all the worth shit I've got over the years.
Mm. Yeah. Seriously, mate, and that's the thing, you can go and buy you want yourself whatever you want. Like, Kirst gave me one, an electric razor for Christmas, and I looked at it and went, you're joking me. I don't want an electric razor.
Maybe it was a sign. Maybe there was a hidden message in giving you an electric razor. Is that
look, how many gifts that do you have that you don't even use? Rob?
I've got plenty, mate.
Yeah,
plenty.
Me too. Yeah, go on. Sorry, mate.
Can you imagine what the stuff that Katie would buy for his wife? I'm sure she'd rather have cash.
Actually that's not a bad point. Not a bad
point.
Bloody point. Good on you, Rod.
Thanks, Rod.
All right. Thanks for putting me in it. Yeah, good on you, mate. We've got Jan from Baddow Bay.
G'day, Jan.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Now, how would you feel if you were given cash as a birthday present?
Rob, I'll have the cash, thanks, mate, anytime.
So in your face, Palmer,
really?
You loser.
But what about the love that's put into buying a present?
Oh, look, the love's in the money. Cash is king.
Absolutely.
I got my hubby right beside me and he's nodding vigorously in agreement.
Yeah.
He said, how much do you want, honey?
So, right.
What's he worth, Jan, for a birthday?
What's he worth? It's all about what I'm worth for a birthday.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
So Rob thinks that if you go to Meijer or David Jones or Kmart and you buy something off the shelf, that means more love than giving money. You're a goose, man.
What if you get $100 one year and you only get $80 the next? Are you 20% less valuable?
Yeah, well, you haven't performed so well, I don't think. Hey, Jan.
Look, he just gets a general tap on the head if that happens, mate.
Right, okay, instead of somewhere else.
Hey, but listen, I'll have the Luna Park pass as well.
Okay, well, we're going to give you... Well, of course, Paul didn't want it. We'll give you the Luna Park Sydney Family Pass. You're there. Well done.
Good stuff, Jan.
You guys are legends, absolutely. You crack us up every morning. We're on our way to work, so awesome.
Oh,
thank you,
Jan.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, good on you, Jan. And you can, if you don't have to miss Luna, or you, sorry, don't miss Luna Park's Wild Weekends. Limited tickets, book now at lunaparksydney.com. Comments?
Yeah, comments. I tell you what you do.
Everyone's gone against you. How do you feel?
So your birthday's coming up. You just leave a little note on the fridge. Mm. I'm worth $150 this year.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Exactly. And then you can go out and buy what you want. See?
Anything over 30 will do.
God, I love proving you wrong.
There's nothing wrong about it. I reckon we just haven't had enough calls to get a fair indication.